USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As officials across the country pleaded with Americans to curb their enthusiasm for large 4th of July crowds, President Donald Trump brought the masses with a special evening of tribute and fireworks, and the president spoke of unity in the United States.
We will not allow anyone to divide our citizens by race or background. We will not allow them to foment hate, discord, and distrust. We will hold fast and true to the sacred loyalties that link us all as neighbors, as Americans, and as patriots to build a future where every family is safe, where every child is surrounded by love, where every community has equal opportunity, and every citizen enjoys great and everlasting dignity.
Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A shooting at a nightclub early this morning left 2 people dead and 8 wounded in South Carolina. Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis said at least 4 of those are in critical condition. No one was immediately taken into custody. The sheriff's office is looking for 2 suspects, but at this time has no names or descriptions. Lewis said a very large crowd was at the nightclub for some type of concert. One of the 2 women hit by a man who drove his car onto a closed Seattle freeway and into a crowd intentionally protesting police brutality has died. Summer Taylor of Seattle died at Harborview Medical Center. Taylor and Diaz Love of Portland, Oregon, were hit by the car that barreled through a panicked crowd of protesters on Interstate 5 early yesterday morning. Love is in serious condition in the intensive care unit. She was filming the protest when the video ended abruptly. A graphic video posted on social media shows a white Jaguar racing toward a group of protesters who were standing behind several parked cars set up for protection. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During these times of social change, a new video is showing New York police officers what not to do when arresting suspects. And here's more with USA Radio's Wendy King.
In New York City, a brand new NYPD training video is now warning officers to not grab suspects in certain ways, including chokeholds. New York City Detective Leonard Caputo.
Do not use a chokehold, neck hold, or headlock on the subject of an arrest. Do not sit, kneel, or stand on the subject's back or chest. I am now going to show you actions that are prohibited when taking people into custody.
Many cities around the country are following suit after the suffocation death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis.
A 103-year-old man from Central Texas has qualified for the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest tandem skydiver. Al Blatchke took the 14,000-foot plunge to celebrate his 2 grandsons graduating from college. Blatsky first jumped in 2017 to celebrate his 100th birthday, but the same year, Verdon Hayes, a D-Day veteran, set the record at the age of 101. The retired craftsman, who lives in Georgetown, survived the Spanish flu, the Depression, World War II, and now coronavirus, but he said he's not jumping out of planes just for the thrill. For his grandsons, it was their first jump, but they were glad to celebrate their graduations that way. Jason from Texas A&M and Kevin from the University of Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.